Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Korva, can you give us the scores?
I can. Mo has 3, Kiri has 3, Adam has 2. Mo and Kiri are tied for the lead.
Adam, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. On her way to crisis talks, Condoleezza Rice said that Russia must end its military activity in blank.
Georgia.
Right. On Monday, Barack Obama said that he will inform his supporters of his vice presidential choice via blank.
Email.
Right, or text message, whichever you prefer. The Bush administration is hoping to overhaul the Blank Act so federal agencies can determine for themselves whether their activities put listed animals at
endangered
risk.
Species.
Right. On Wednesday, it was announced that Blank will be the keynote speaker at the Democratic convention.
Warner.
Right, Mark Warner, former governor. After numerous customer complaints, a shop in Britain was forced to take a blank out of its window.
A pregnant mannequin.
Right. Two trackers in a remote part of Georgia claim that they have recovered the remains of the legendary Blank.
Sasquatch.
Yes, or Bigfoot. Hospitals in Austria and Sweden have banned blanks because they say they pose a major threat to the well-being of their patients.
Nintendo Games Boys.
No. Crocs shoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's medical fact.
There is nothing that inspires confidence in your healthcare worker like seeing them clomping down the hallway in a pair of gigantic hot pink plastic clown shoes. Also known as Crocs. Well, now, hospitals in Austria and Sweden are banning the colorful, rubbery footwear. They say the distinctive shoes can generate massive amounts of static electricity, which could shock patients, wipe out computer memories, zap life-saving equipment, and because it's really hard to take a guy seriously who's telling you you have 6 months to live when he looks like a total dweeb. Korva, how did Adam do on our quiz?
Well, Adam had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Adam has 14 points and has taken the lead.
How did you know about the pregnant mannequin?
That's good. We flipped a coin. Kiri has elected to go second. Here you go, Kiri. Fill in the blank. China's women's gymnastics team won the Olympic gold medal in spite of allegations that the gymnasts are blank.
Younger than 16.
Right. Before Pakistan's parliament can begin impeachment proceedings against him, blank is expected to resign.
Pervez Musharraf?
Right. According to a Labor Department report, consumer prices and high energy prices in July caused blank rates to rise to the highest level since 1991.
Inflation.
Right. A public memorial service was held Saturday in Chicago for actor and comedian blank, who died last weekend at 50.
Bernie Mac.
Right. Several employees were fired from their jobs at an Ohio Burger King after a video surfaced showing an employee blanking.
I love this.
Washing himself in the little sink thing.
Yes, taking a bubble bath. Mark David Chapman, the man who murdered blank, was denied parole this week for the 5th time.
John Lennon.
Right. Disability rights groups protested the opening of Tropic Thunder, the new movie from actor and director blank.
Ben Stiller.
Right. And yet another city planning disaster for Warsaw, Poland. Engineers built a railway tunnel that is blank.
Doesn't go anywhere.
No, that is too small for trains to fit through.
Oh, God.
It's been a bad year for the civil engineers of Warsaw. First, they came up with plans for a motorway. 2 sections of it, if they had built it the way it was designed, they would not have met. Then a tunnel built to divert truck traffic turned out to be sadly too low for the trucks. And now a train tunnel that's too small for trains. It wasn't, but it turns out that if you put the tracks in it, the trains can't fit. They didn't think of that.
There was also that tragic skyscraper that they started building at the top floor.
Yeah. Embarrassed Polish officials said they should have known better than to hire consultants from the Lionel Corporation. Korva, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
Well, she had 7 right for 14 more points, so Kiri now has 17 points.
Whoa!
And the lead.
This is a horrible situation because that was all the news that I know.
There's nothing left. You have a finite amount, I understand.
I don't know anything else.
Here's the question, Korva. How many, then, does Mo need to win?
Well, he needs 7 right to tie. He needs 8 to win.
You can do it, Mo. Here we go, Mo. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is considering legislation that would permit blanking as part of the new energy bill.
offshore drilling?
Right. Police are investigating why a recently fired Target employee shot the chairman of the Blank headquarters in Arkansas.
Democratic. Chairman of the Democratic Party.
Right, exactly. Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol said that sources told him that former Republican Secretary of State Colin Powell will endorse Blank for president.
Barack Obama.
Right. A resident of Portland, Oregon has tried to solve that city's woes by blanking.
He developed a cheer.
No. He stuck giant acupuncture needles into the ground. According to a report from the Census Bureau, blank people will no longer make up a majority of Americans by 2042.
White.
Right. After an enthusiastic supporter shook her hand at a fundraiser, Blank ended up with a minor wrist sprain.
Cindy McCain.
Right. For the second time in as many weeks, a man in Ohio was caught blanking in a supermarket.
Doing something with the cart.
He was eating. No, he was stuffing T-bone steaks into his pants. There's an epidemic. The first man from Winton Place, Ohio, only stuffed 3 packages of T-bones into his pants before he was caught. But Christopher Penn of Springfield Township, clearly trying to set a record, managed to get 8 T-bones into his trousers. Security caught him, not because, you know, they found him stuffing him in, but because it's really hard to casually stroll out of a supermarket with 8 T-bone steaks in your pants. Corva, did Mo do well enough to win?
Well, Mo needed 8 correct answers to win. He got 5. For an additional 10 points.
I like
for
bronze.
For a total of 13. So with 17 points, Kyrie O'Connor is this week's winner.